this later, Eli. I'm sorry, I'm late. Traffic was crazy. Peter wanted me to check out this house on my way into work, so please?
No, wait, I just wanted to warn you, the press might call. Wendy Scott Carr's husband is doing a spousal interview with kids.
We discussed this, Eli. I'm not going to do an interview.
I know. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying you might get a call.
I'm going now.
No, wait. You and the kids are coming to the Hyra tomorrow night for the returns, right?
I am.
Not the kids?
Goodbye, Eli.
It's a four-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath, 1933 Colonial Revival, Stanley Myers interior. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
You have to see the formal dining room. Original hardwood floors. $2.4 million, but I'm pretty sure I can get them down to $2.1 million. It's a quiet neighborhood, close to very good schools, public and private. It's a divorce, so they're very motivated.
So the vote's tomorrow, huh? Mrs. State's attorney.
Sorry, is that jinxing it?
Excuse me a moment. Alicia Florek.
Mrs. Florek, hello.
This is Andrew Wiley. I'm an investigator with the state's attorney's office.
I'm a little busy, Mr.
Wiley.
I won't keep you. I just need to ask you a few questions about my investigation.
I was told that investigation was concluded, Mr. Wiley.
Yeah, well, the Kalinda Sharma investigation was concluded. This is a new one. When can we talk?
Well, I'm... That's my call waiting. Why don't you... I'll have my assistant call.
Okay, when?
Soon. Alicia Florek.
Hello, Mrs. Florek. It's Natalie Flores. I'm the intern you hired for the month, the one with the immigration trouble who...
Worked as a nanny for Wendy Scott Carr and was fired after...
I know, Natalie. What's up?
Oh, your husband wanted you to look at the study.
Maybe nothing, or something.
I don't know the protocol here.
But Natalie, I'm a little busy.
I'm sorry. This contract you asked me to translate for the deposition today, I was looking at the
2007 extension.
Yes, not the extension. We already had that translated.
I wanted the side letter translated.
Never mind. I'll just wait till you get here. It's probably
nothing.
No, I'm sorry. Natalie, it's been a crazy morning. What is it?
Well, I know I'm just an intern here.
And I really don't want to get anyone in trouble.
But I think your translator mistranslated it.
That's my call waiting. I'll be right in. Alicia Florek.
Alicia, sorry to bother you at home, but can you come in early? We have a problem.
Sure. The deposition?
No, the client. He had a heart attack.
What?
His daughter's here, Aida.
Oh, my God. When?
Last night. She says he's conscious. He's out of the ICU, but he wants us to continue with the depositions.
He want... How?
That's what we're trying to figure
out now. Can you come in?
Sure.
Her father always said this was a cursed suit.
And there's no such thing. But don't say it.
Because it's unlucky.
I'll see you in 20 minutes.
I thought of you. It's like your old house. Do you ever miss it?
My old house? Sometimes.
Well, this one is better.
I have to go.
Oh, you haven't even seen upstairs.
I'll come back. It is tempting.
What's wrong with being tempted?
It was hard. I won't lie. These flyers try to make our love ugly. And then our daughters were the ones to bring them home.
Did it make you cry, Elisa?
Yeah, I guess, but Mom and Dad explained it to me.
Oh, my God, we're screwed.
You've had a strong marriage for over a decade now, Spencer. What do you think of the troubles in the Florek marriage?
Oh, dear God Almighty.
Space together is to be respected, admired. Every marriage needs some space.
We've got to do some polling.
No. Got to get Florek's wife to do the interview.
She won't.
I don't think you get it, Eli. Or she doesn't. You're in a race that's tied with one day to go, and he just hit a home run for his wife. Alicia Florek doesn't have the luxury to say no, and you don't have the luxury to protect her.
I'm not protecting her. I promised her I would not ask her to do this.
Oh, my God, you promised her. Well, why didn't you just say that?
I'll be ready in a minute, Andre. I have to get these to my boss.
We have better health care, too. Canada has the best health care in the world.
I like it here, Andre. I like the U.S. I'll be right back.
Just come look at Montreal. America is dying.
Hi.
Hi. Show me as we walk.
They do bilingual contracts. One in English, one in Spanish. They're supposed to be identical.
Okay.
But they're not. Look. And on page 5.
Aida.
He's all right.
What happened?
He was looking through their stock reports, trying to find things to refute them. And then I told him that he should stop, that he should rest for today.
and then he just blacked out. I drove him to the hospital.
Well, you should be there with him, Aida.
No, he insisted I be here in his place. He wants me to phone him every hour with updates. If this isn't just about the money anymore, Alicia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Natalie Flores, this is Aida Rios.
Oh, hello. Excuse me. Hello?
Can you stay for the rest of the day?
Me?
Yes. You know what? Just show this to a paralegal.
No. I can stay. I just have to tell my boyfriend.
Great.
Aida, I'm so sorry. Your dad is a tough old cuss. He'll be up and around in no time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Francis, for agreeing to be deposed after a year. I thought we'd never see you.
And perhaps you should use your time more fruitfully.
Thank you, Isabel. So your company, Platico Stillman, made how much in profits last year, Mr. Francis?
Domestic and worldwide, $6.7
billion. Wow.
Whew. The oil business has proven to be quite lucrative these days, huh?
And how much did you pay Luis Rios and his company, Latin Star Drilling?
I think you can read the documents, Mr. Gardner.
All right, Isabel, I can.
Zero. And how much did the contract specify you owed my client?
If Latin Star Drilling fulfilled its contractual duties, $86 million.
And what were the contractual duties of Aida's father?
The contractual duties of Latin Star Drilling were to set up and operate oil rigs in Venezuela.
Which he did.
Not in the time specified. His company promised to deliver in May 2008. They delivered in September.
4 months late?
That's correct.
Now, your Brazilian facility manager finished his rig 8 months late. Nigerian contractor finished a year late. And yet, you paid both.
Yes. We had agreements allowing for a late delivery.
Agreements? Good. Where are they?
Handshake agreements.
Oh, I thought you were joking. Didn't the reason you refused to pay Aida's father have nothing to do with the contract and everything to do with the changing political climate in Venezuela?
No.
But you closed your offices in Caracas in 2008, claiming the socialist policies of the current president, Hugo Chavez, have proven unfriendly to American businesses. And 1 week later, you refused to pay my client's Venezuelan subsidiary. Now, it looks to me like you wanted to get out of Venezuela, and you decided to skip on the bill.
Looks to me. Is that one of those newfangled legal terms? Mr. Francis, the contracts with our client were executed in both Spanish and English. Is that correct?
It is.
You speak Spanish, don't you, sir?
I do, fluently.
What does the word éxito mean?
It means success.
And yet it is often mistranslated as exit, isn't it? And exit is sometimes mistranslated as éxito, probably because both words sound so alike.
Thank you, Rosetta Stone. What do you have?
Here, in the U.S. copy, it reads exit strategy. And here, in the supposedly identical Spanish copy, exit strategy is translated as estrategia de éxito, success strategy.
That is such utter...
The delivery side letter is now void because our client never agreed to the terms of your exit delivery date.
That is a technicality. He knew what he was signing.
Okay. Okay. Give us an hour.
Dad laughed. He was sitting up in bed.
He knows we still have a long haul.
He does. It's just the first time I've heard him laugh in a long time.
Good job, Alicia.
Actually, it was...
What's going on?
No, politics is just as challenging as acting. Always has been. What's really hard... Fly fishing. Well, hello there. You must be...
Will Gardner.
Right. Glad to meet you. Gardner Lockhart.
Actually, it's Lockhart Gardner. Are you here to see Diane?
No. Here to see you.
Me? Really? Well, I'm here. Why are you here to see me?
Well, I hate to say it, Will, but I'm replacing you. The Platico Stillman suit, I'm the new plaintiff's attorney.
Aida, what's going on? Your dad's firing me?
What?
He's hired an actor?
I'm not just an actor, Will. I practiced law for 42 years.
Just like that, he's firing me?
He's not firing you, Will. He's no longer the plaintiff. Over here, boys. This is the Consul General of Venezuela. And this is somebody else. I can't remember his name, but they're representative of the Venezuelan oil industry. and your client's oil facility has just been nationalized.
Oh, no.
Sorry to have to do this, but you know, Venezuela is a socialist country, and they've just nationalized Latin Star's drilling subsidiary. So that means you're no longer the plaintiff, ma'am, and you're no longer the plaintiff's counsel. They are, and I am. So thank you very much. We'll take over from here.
Not to sound too melodramatic, but over my dead body.
Well, not to sound equally melodramatic, but let's dance.
You don't understand. They pulled within a point, and that's within the margin of error.
No, you don't understand. We just went from a case we were winning to a case that isn't even ours.
I know, and I told you I would never ask you to do an on-screen interview, and for 9 months I haven't, but we need you. Peter needs you.
To ask once is still to ask.
I know, but I promise I'll never ask again, and because the election's tomorrow, and so even if I wanted to, there isn't time. Wendy Scott Carr's husband did the spousal interview, and now they have the momentum. And it's not just about him giving the interview, it's about you not.
Don't put this on my shoulders, Eli.
It is on your shoulders. Peter's indiscretions are out front because you won't speak. I agreed to leave you out of the politics because you didn't want to comment, but now your absence is the comment.
That's not fair.
Of course it's not fair. Politics is not fair. Is that...
Yes.
What?
Do you really want to know?
Felicia, you don't want to think 3 days from now that you cost Peter the election.
Wow, you are really laying it on.
I believe in Peter. Peter will be better than Wendy Scott Carr.
Why?
Because she is more idealistic than practical, and the world chews up idealistic people. Peter will not be chewed up. All I need is 2 hours this afternoon. That's all.
Eli, even if I wanted to, I work. This case has been bubbling along for a year. It's here. I can't abandon it, especially when the client is in the hospital and Venezuela is trying to steal it. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing here?
Good. I love Alicia. Thank you for making this work.
Oh, no. They're the ones who needed you. How's your father doing?
He's working on his citizenship. We're testing each other. Did you know there are 27 amendments to the Constitution?
I did hear something about it.
I have to go.
Oh, come tomorrow night. We're having a party for the candidates. If we win, I mean.
I don't think that's a good idea, but thank you. I have work. I'll see you tonight.
So, you are Mr. Gold.
Do I know you?
I'm Andre. I'm Natalie's boyfriend. She said she met a Mr. Gold. That is you?
Yes. It is me.
We're in love.
Okay.
You're older than she is.
Am I missing something here?
I'm just talking. That's all.
And I'm going.
This is absurd. Venezuela just nationalized our case?
They nationalized Latin Star's Venezuelan subsidiary, so they claim they have the case.
Should I tell my dad? I'm just worried how he'll react.
I wouldn't yet. It's not certain they can do this. And our options?
We fight it. Federal court.
Or we delay it. How? Natalie? Go ahead.
Hugo Chavez tried to nationalize Cemex, a Venezuelan cement company, but they sued successfully for a delay to have a fair market value assessed.
Okay. And how do we know this?
Well, when I shorted Cemex on the Caracas Exchange, I took a bath. Won't be doing that again.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
Natalie Flores. You hired me as a temp, but I was a day trader before that, so if you ever want me to manage your money... That was a joke. Not the part about the day trading that was real.
We hired Natalie for a few weeks to help her with her citizenship. Tell them about Cemex, what the assessment did.
Right. Well, it bought Cemex time. Time to bargain for a better deal.
So we delay and try to make a deal with Platico Stillman?
Makes sense. They'd rather make a deal with us than Hugo Chavez anyway. Good job.
Mrs. Flork, Andrew Wiley.
Oh, yes. My assistant was going to give you a call.
Yeah, I decided to save her the trouble.
Well, I'm a little busy.
Just quickly, ma'am. I'm not here for Childs. I'm following up on an interview given to one of our ASAs by an investigator here, Blake Calamar.
Oh, yes. Blake no longer works here.
Yeah, I know. But you see, some of the pages from his interview are gone, and I'm trying to hunt down what he said.
Don't you think you should be talking to Blake? You'll excuse me.
Unfortunately, I can't. I'm hit a dead end, and I don't like dead ends. And I was hoping that you could help me understand why Blake was talking about you.
Me?
Yeah. You see, I found a small portion of the preliminary notes, and the subject line for the interview is listed as Alicia Florek, so I was wondering if you knew what he might be discussing.
No, I don't.
You're sure?
I have to go.
So we're not going to handle this like gentlemen?
Actually, I think this is how gentlemen handle it. We just filed a suit contesting the Venezuelan nationalizing of Latin Star. Until the World Bank's ICSID assesses a value for the company.
No. Strike three, Verdi. You struck out.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. Did you have something to add?
Casi hace lo que digo yo. No va a venir una compañía del imperio a robarle a los venezolanos.
My Spanish may be a little rusty, but I think President Chavez disagrees.
Tell them, D.A. You're the D.A. You tell them.
No, no, I told you now. I'm not an actual D.A. I did impersonate one on TV.
Phone Sean Penn. Phone him.
The president would like for you to understand that he is now the sole owner of Latin Star and has rechristened it the Love Drilling and Oil Company.
The Americans again want my oil. They thirst for it, all Americans. Except Courtney Love, not her. Even now, she is not appreciated in her country. Where is her Academy Award? Where?
Thank you, Mr. President.
President Chavez, thank you for your service. He's just asking that you step back from the case.
Yes, the only problem is the law of his own country requires a 3-month period to assess the value of our client's company.
He's changing the law.
What?
The enabling law of 2008. The Venezuelan National Assembly voted to give the president the power to change law if it protected the interests of Venezuela.
Oh, my God. It's like being in a Woody Allen movie.
Have it ready by one for court. You too. Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, Alicia, do you have a moment? So who am I negotiating with here? You or Venezuela?
We're going to court right now to find out.
Unfortunately, you lost your window, Mr. Gardner. Platico Stillman is a very busy company, so why not we pencil in a time for depositions in 2012?
You mean after you bankrupted my client? No, we're going to continue these depositions this afternoon.
We're not going to be ready this afternoon.
We're going to be ready this afternoon.
You know we have other ways to attack this. Contractual law is just so bloodless, don't you think? See you this afternoon. Take the afternoon off.
Excuse me?
Go ahead. Take the afternoon off. You deserve it.
I thank you, but this is my case. I'm committed.
I know, and you can continue with it tomorrow. We'll be fine in court. This isn't a punishment. We have too many voices right now, so take a break for a few hours.
This afternoon?
Yes. Who talked to you? Who talked to me?
Yes. Did Eli call?
Alicia, take the afternoon off. Come back tomorrow for the depositions.
Hey, Alicia, how are you? You sound a little...
This is my life, Eli. You don't meddle with my life.
Okay, Alicia, what's wrong?
I've been working on this case for over a year now, and you do this? Well, you can forget it. I'm not doing the interview, and I don't care if Peter blames me for the rest of his life.
And as I understand it, you're asking for an emergency injunction.
Yes, Your Honor. We were in the midst of a settlement negotiation with Platico Stillman, and in our opinion, Venezuela has no standing in this suit.
No, we would agree that the president of Venezuela has the power to change laws in his country. But
in our opinion, those powers should not impact a lawsuit in this country.
The president hasn't changed the laws of the United States, Your Honor. He's changed the laws of Venezuela, and they just happened to impact a lawsuit here.
Was that in your opinion?
Excuse me?
Your opinion. You were expressing your opinion, right?
I don't know what you're getting at.
Your Honor, it is just such an honor to have you in my court, sir.
Oh, it's my honor, Your Honor.
You don't know how many young people you encourage with your show.
Oh, thank you, but it would probably be a mistake to call it my show.
I'm so humble. I must say, you look taller in person.
Well, now, you're embarrassing me, ma'am.
Just one woman's opinion.
Your Honor, just quickly, this case is not about the opposing counsel. It's about his client, President Hugo Chavez.
I would disagree. It's about the rule of law in Venezuela.
You mean the new rule of law?
This law was changed a half hour ago, Your Honor, in my opinion. And as such, it is a ex post facto law.
Unfortunately, Mr. Gardner, Ms. Lockhart, I'm a judge in Chicago. I have no jurisdiction over Venezuelan law. I do understand your argument for emergency relief, so I will freeze Latin Star's assets until...
Your Honor, it has taken us a year to get Platico Stillman to the negotiations table. Our client has had a heart attack due to the drawn-out nature of this fight.
A freeze would not be in the interest of Latin Star or the Venezuelan people, Your Honor.
Then I would suggest that you align your interests against Platico Stillman. You both have reason to want a fair settlement. In my opinion, the best result would be for you, Mr. Gardner, Ms. Lockhart, to represent President Chavez in this lawsuit, too. And thank you, sir, for doing all you've done to inspire the youth of America.
Great. We have a dictator for a client.
Well, here we are.
I'm glad your client finds this funny. What is he saying?
He likes your dress.
Oh, how nice.
No, this doesn't have to be bad. There are certain advantages to being on the same side, such as...
Well, it appears everyone has kissed and made up. Can we continue?
Yes, and we'd like to... add a name to the witness list, a Juan Perez.
And who might this be?
Well, he's the director of the Venezuelan Interior.
Ah, a present from President Chavez. How nice. And what might Mr. Perez swear to?
He'll swear that your client, the CEO of Platico Stillman, admitted cheating Latin Star out of its fee.
Really? My goodness, what a revelation. Mr. Gardner, I guess dictatorship has its privileges.
You can always make a deal.
Well, we have four names that we would like to add to the witness list. Remember when I told you we had other ways of attacking this?
How could I forget?
Well, Platico Stillman doesn't own Latin Star's scent. I'm sorry, a red scent. Because our boilerplate charges prevent us from compensating companies that commit human rights violations.
Oh, come on.
These four men will testify to life-threatening conditions that they personally witnessed on the Latin Star rigs in Venezuela. My father says his rigs have a perfect safety record. Not a single violation or infraction.
I need you to look into these four witnesses.
Any direction?
We reached a stalemate with Platico Stillman. They're lying about human rights violations. Find out why.
Hey, why weren't you in there? I thought you were on Platico Stillman.
I'm on leave. Leave? Just for the afternoon. Do you know an Andrew Wiley at the state's attorney's office?
The investigator, yeah. He works with Carrie.
He was asking about a last interview Blake did, a last interview where he talked about me. Did Carrie mention this?
No.
Probably the state's attorney's last gasp. Yes, an attempt to intimidate me.
Alicia.
Yeah?
I need to... Can we talk sometime?
Whenever you want. I'm on leave.
Alicia, there you are. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm on something else this afternoon. How's your dad?
Good. I had to tell him about Hugo Chavez's involvement. He was confused.
Yeah, I am too. Would you excuse me a moment?
Sure.
Thank you, Diane. Oh, Mrs. Florek, I don't think we've met. Frank Landau.
Hello.
We're all rooting for your husband, ma'am. Take care. Nice to meet you.
Diane, sorry, just quickly.
Yes, I thought you were taking the afternoon off.
I am. Was that the chairman of the Democratic Committee?
Yes. Frank, an old friend. He was worried we were representing Hugo Chavez these days.
He was the one who asked you to give me the afternoon off.
I wish you wouldn't worry about it, Alicia. It's not a punishment.
I know, but Frank Landau asked you, didn't he?
Thank you. This is Mr. Carlos Santos, a worker on the Latin Star oil rig and recent emigre to America.
Mr. Santos, nice to meet you.
Un momento. ¿Quién es ese carajo? ¿Qué hace ese tipo ahí?
It's a worker, Mr. President. A man named Carlos Santos.
So you say you witnessed human rights abuses on the oil rigs in Venezuela, Mr. Santos? Mr. Santos.
I've been awarded the Al-Gaddafi International Prize for Human Rights by Colonel Gaddafi. I would never stand for human rights violations in my country, never. So tell this Santos he is lying.
Do you refute that, Mr. Santos?
Do you have family still in Venezuela, Mr. Santos?
Sí. Tengo una esposa y dos hijos.
A wife and two kids.
So you would like to change your testimony too, Mr. Pulido?
I guess you have family in Venezuela too.
No, no, wait, Kalinda. You don't need to look into three of the workers. They recanted. Just one of them is testifying. He doesn't have family in Venezuela.
Which one? Okay, got it. Hey, I need help with just one of the names, Esteban Gonzalez.
Walk with me, share your troubles.
Terry, what's going on with your investigator, Wiley?
My investigator? I don't know, why?
He approached Alicia.
He doesn't know.
I know, but he approached Alicia.
I can't stop him. The more I try to stop him, the harder he digs.
I have to talk to you.
Yeah, that's a hard one. By the way, I slept with your husband. Oh, sorry, is that too blunt?
It was before we met.
Okay, well then maybe she'll understand. You know what? It's my turn. Before you talk to Alicia about your issue, ask her to smooth things over for me with Peter. Well, you're always asking me for favors. This is mine. If Peter's elected, I don't want to be summarily fired because there's bad blood between us.
So you're going to stay with this team's office?
I like it there. But don't tell her you slept with Peter before you put in a good word for me, okay?
I gotta go.
Mrs. Flora, hello. Peter is here.
I'm sorry. I thought it was you.
What was me?
I was excused from work for the afternoon by Diane, and I thought you were the one who arranged it.
No, never.
I know. It was Frank Landau.
Sorry, he's a little worried.
I know. I'll do it.
Good.
The interview. If it's not too late.
Sorry.
It's my decision.
Thank you.
The witness, Esteban Gonzalez, was indeed injured in an oil rig accident. There are hospital records in both Chicago and Venezuela.
It's untrue. My dad said...
It's not from your dad's oil rig. Now, the hospital records show that he had salt water in his lungs when he was admitted, which is odd because all Latin Star rigs are land-based.
It was offshore drilling.
Yeah. And you know who has offshore rigs.
Platico Stillman.
Well, looks like we have something to discuss with our adversaries.
It's a performance, a show, and you're the wife. I know, but people don't listen. They watch, and they want to see you at ease, calm, loving. So, do you forgive Peter?
I think Peter's my husband, the father of my children. And I watch him every day trying to make amends for his past mistakes.
So that's a no?
No, it's a yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Is it true?
Did it sound true?
Do you know Peter slept with Amber Madison on 18 separate occasions? She's gunning for you on that.
I do know that.
Does it bother you?
Does it bother me? It horrifies me.
Okay. A little less.
But Peter and I discussed it. It was a difficult time in our marriage. Peter was at work so much, and I was at home. A marriage needs constant attention, and we allowed our attention to flag.
Good. So why will it be different this time if Peter's elected?
Because Peter has seen the inside of a prison cell. He's found an enduring faith, and he's seen the hurt he's done to our children.
Good. Tell me about your children. How have they handled it?
They're the best people I know. I love them more. I would do anything to see them not hurt. They love their father, and they have stood by him throughout.
Okay. Emotional, but not too. So, tell me about your work. Do you worry your work takes you away from your children?
I do, but I needed to work to support my family.
So will you stop working when he's elected?
No. I care about my work, I care about my clients, and I think that my children support what I do.
You think?
Yes.
You have to be more definitive. Any anecdotes with the kids that you can relate?
No, that is definitive enough.
Okay. Good. Let her come off as the bully. The viewers want her to ask the tough questions, then they feel guilty and start blaming her, so just stay cool and real.
We're ready for you now.
We'll be right there. Thank you, Alicia. I just wish this were all so much easier.
Well, if it were easier, everybody would be doing it. Alicia Florek.
Mr. Florek, Andrew Wiley, about my investigation. Do you have a moment?
No, Mr. Wiley, I do not. And if you contact me one more time without some real evidence, I will sue your office for harassment. Do you understand me?
This means nothing.
It means everything. It means Luis Rios never had a human rights problem on his rigs, but you did, Mr. Francis.
I think that's a stretch.
Let's see how stretchy it is to the press and your shareholders.
First, I beat George W. Bush. Now I beat you, Mr. Danger.
$50 million with a gag order, but we have to close right now.
No.
I think we need a minute.
No, we don't.
You'll have to do better.
This is not the time to play good cop, bad cop.
No, I'm not. $50 million is not acceptable.
Oh, come on, President.
No, this is
ridiculous.
Yo no estoy interesado en ese equipo. Es basura.
Yo sé lo que quiero. Jamás lo recibirás.
He's saying, I know what you want, and you're never going to get it.
Wait, who?
The CEO is telling Chavez that he's never going to get it, and the president is saying it was mine anyway, you stole it.
What? What did they steal?
A geophysical surveying map of the untapped oil reserves in the Orinoco Belt.
President Chavez wants this map to know where to drill for oil. And Platico Stillman commissioned the survey and considers it proprietary work product.
And what does this have to do with your lawsuit?
Nothing, Your Honor, in our opinion. That's why we ask you to sever the two cases. President Chavez has a conflict of interest here. What he's asking for won't benefit my client in the least.
There is no conflict of interest, Your Honor. The president's trying to negotiate a greater settlement, that's all. We all benefit from a greater settlement. Don't we, Your Honor? Your Honor?
Was that in your opinion?
Well, yes, in my opinion. So, we're back to square one?
Okay, here's the deal. You want the surveys, we want the money.
We'll drop out of the case, and you settle with Platico Stillman for the survey map.
Okay, and what do you get?
Transfer of $86 million to this Latin Star account by end of business day today.
You were willing to take $50 million from Platico Stillman.
Just consider that the standard surcharge for dictators.
Let me take it to the president. You know, he's really a nice person once you get to know him. Seems like an angel.
Good job, Natalie.
You can manage my money anytime.
And thank you for everything, really. This has been cool. Dad, really, you can stop worrying. I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying that to make you feel better.
I think he's a good man.
I think you would be the first to admit he has flaws. But I wouldn't be here if I thought otherwise.
So you think there's no connection then between the person's public persona and their private one?
No, I definitely think there is. I just think it's easy for people to judge, and I think it's harder for them to forgive.
So you have forgiven him?
I have. What is in the past is in the past.
And your children, have they forgiven him?
My children love their father. They would do anything for him. And I think the hardest thing for Peter has been seeing how much he's hurt them. Believe me, he will do anything not to hurt them again.
And what about you, Alicia? Do you have any designs on a political career? Is it really such a strange question? You're smart, you're eloquent, well-known, well-liked. My guess is better liked than your husband.
I doubt that. I'm not built for it. I don't like getting up in front of people.
You could fool me.
Well, thank you. But I'm enjoying my job too much and being a mother. That's what I'm good at.
And don't you think we need more women in politics? Wouldn't women make a bigger difference in politics?
I think men and women...
What do you think?
Just about the same difference in politics. Good and bad.
I think she's fantastic.
I think she just won the election.
Probably.
You should tell her how fantastic she is.
She knows.
You should tell her. People like to be told.
You're in a weird mood.
Yeah, I am.
After an election year filled with scandals, the race for Cook County State's attorney has won. We plan to follow as precincts continue to report results.
Well, Peter Stork has kept a slight but consistent lead. Yeah! Yeah!
Mom, I love you.
It's election night. Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, Alicia Florek had been out of the public eye for much of this campaign. Some local pundits believe this actually hurt Peter not to have his wife.
Interrupt, Kate, but we have one more township reporting in. Orland Township goes to Peter Florek.
You need to get him to start thinking about the next.
Let him win this one first.
Come on, Eli. You rest tonight. We start tomorrow.
On?
The U.S. Senate. Don't act surprised. It was the goal all along.
And the Democratic Committee will stand behind him?
That's a good boy you got there, Eli. People like him. They like his story. They especially like his wife. The comeback is one thing, but 1 year after being convicted, you get this. And that's a testament to you, by the way.
So you'll support him officially?
Let him get his feet wet first. You start lining up donors, and sure, he'll be there. Alicia! Here you are. What an interview. I've never seen Erica eat out of someone's hand like that before.
Mr. Landau, where's Peter?
Like the bride before the wedding, indisposed. Good job, Alicia.
Thank you.
Grandma's drunk.
I think that's just her. Alicia, isn't it wonderful? Kids, you're so special. Grace, look at you, growing up. You made me proud. Your interview made me cry. Now, I want you to have fun tonight. I'll take care of the kids. We've got rooms down the hall.
Well, Peter Florek has kept a slight but consistent lead.
Okay.
Just for a minute.
Would you like a drink?
Andre told me he talked to you. I'm sorry. He can be pretty insensitive.
Come on in.
The opposing lawyer in the case yesterday, Mr. Thomas, he hired me to be a full-time translator.
That's great.
Yeah, it means being in D.C.
Oh, wow, that really is great.
Yeah, now when you're in trouble, you can come to me for help. This for another time.
That the state's attorney's office is merely just a stepping stone for his higher
office. Wait a minute. I want to confirm this before we can report it. Okay. WBBM can now project that Peter Floyd
get a hold of you. I'm going to try him yourself.
Yes. I've been ignoring your calls.
It's not bad news.
I'm a bit busy here, Mr. Wiley.
Yeah, it looks like it. I was feeling bad. I found out Blake's interviews were bogus. It's something he made up.
And you came here to tell me that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
It was a rumor your husband slept with one of his co-workers 2 years ago. The rumor didn't pan out.
Why are you telling me this?
I wanted you to know. I mean, it's always best to know the truth. No matter how much it hurts or helps, do you believe that?
Yes.
But I checked out the woman's name, the co-worker he supposedly slept with. There was no one in the department with that name. Leela. But she doesn't exist unless you've heard of her. Have you heard of her, Leela? All right.
We introduce you to Cook County's new state's attorney, Peter Flores.